Give me the word. Make it plain and clear to me. Give me the word. It's a light that I might see. Give me the word.
Give me the word, an outreach of Restoration Church. Visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Now let's join Jeff Edwards as he brings us a word of encouragement, hope, and restoration for today.
This is Jeff Edwards, and thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word. Give Me the Word is brought to you to help establish you in faith, to settle you, to put you beyond doubt, and bring you into a favorable position. I'm so excited to bring you this word today, and we're going to be talking about God's glory. And one of the things that I want you to make sure that you've written down in your calendar is this coming weekend, starting September 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th, we've got Dr. Jerry Savelle going to be with us every single service for five glorious services right here at Val Karen, 1621 Valley View Road, starting Saturday night, this Saturday night at 7 o'clock. You don't want to miss this because we're going to be experiencing God's glory Saturday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday night. Then Tuesday, we have a special ministers and lay leaders meeting that you must register for. You need to go online to restorechurch.ca or call the church office at 705-588-7600 and leave a message and tell us that you're going to attend on the special Tuesday morning 9:30 ministers and lay leaders time of sitting under the word with Dr. Savelle speaking into the ministry leadership that wants to be there. And then we finish off Tuesday night at 7 o'clock with a powerful, glorious service. So this coming week, starting Saturday at 7 o'clock, Restoration Church in Val Karen, Dr. Jerry Savelle is going to be with us Saturday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday special ministers and lay leaders meeting, and then Tuesday night to finish it. All the services are available to everyone, so we encourage you, mark it in your calendar to experience God's greater glory. And that's what we're believing we're going to see is God's greater glory, His goodness and His manifested presence show in our lives. We've been talking about on the broadcast about God's glory and how it says in Psalm 84, verse 11, that He would withhold no good thing to them whose heart is totally committed to Him, that He gives gifts of His grace and of His glory. And that's what we're going to be experiencing, to sit under the ministry of the Holy Spirit and allow the miracles to flow. If you're believing God for a miracle, if you're believing God for a breakthrough, if you're believing God just to have an encounter with Him to just spark that flame that once burned, come join us this week. Five glorious services with Dr. Jerry Savelle from Fort Worth, Texas, my father in the faith. It says in Haggai chapter 2 and verse 9, it says, "The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former." I believe that the latter temple that in Haggai is talking about in the body of Christ is for today. When Moses cried out and said, "Please show me your glory," and God said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion by whom I will have compassion." He went on to say, "Behold, I make a covenant before all your people. I will do marvels such as you have not seen done in all the earth, nor in any nation, and all the people among whom you shall see the works of the Lord. For it is an awesome thing that I will do with you." God wants to move awesomely in our lives. This past week, we were looking at eight realms of how we can live our lives to help create an atmosphere of God's glory, an atmosphere of God's glory. You know, that's so important that you understand that you can create an atmosphere in your life for the good things of God, for the presence of God, for the power of God. And that's what we're endeavoring to do. And that's what KFM endeavors to do by continuing to expand this great broadcasting network all across the North and around the world, is that we come into your home and help you, into your car, into your office, into your place, wherever you're at right now, into the hospital, wherever you're at right now, to help create an atmosphere for the presence of God to just flood in. You know, when we look at what creates the atmosphere, you know, it's called ambiance. You know, there's a restaurant that you can go to, and they just have a different ambiance. That means it's a different atmosphere. They've got the five-star restaurant with the candles and the music and the light and all those things just set. So the experience is just so invigorating and thrilling, just makes you want to come back for more and more and more. Well, that's exactly the way it is when you set the atmosphere for God. That when you set the atmosphere for miracles, the atmosphere for healing, the atmosphere for deliverance, the atmosphere for just a spiritual hunger and a spiritual awakening to happen and revival to happen, that something happens. God visits the hungry. He said, blessed are the hungry. You know, blessed, you know, you're empowered to prosper when you're hungry for God. And I want to help create this atmosphere. And I want you to step into this atmosphere with me and just begin thanking God that we're creating an atmosphere for the miraculous, an atmosphere for His glory, His presence, His power, and His goodness to flood all across our lives. You see, what attracts God's presence to you is a spiritual hunger. God promises to fill those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. There's something about hungry, thirsty heart that will cause God to pour out His glory on you. Consistently stir up your hunger. Consistently, and I taught on Sunday, I said this, hunger is a result of two things, need and desire. Need and desire. And when you recognize that sometimes we're in a place of our lives that we just need the answer, we need God. We know there's something more, there's a need there that needs to be fulfilled. Perhaps you need a healing. Perhaps you're struggling with an addiction. Perhaps you're struggling with a breakdown in a relationship or your dreams have been shattered. You know, perhaps you find yourself in a place that you appear that all things are hopeless before you and that nothing's working. And you're just in a place of incredible need right now. Perhaps you just need the love of God. Perhaps you need to come to a new place of realizing there's hope for you. Perhaps you're in a place of just great need. Well, can I tell you what? You're in the perfect place to cry out to God. Cry out to God right now and say, Lord, I have need. You see, that's a hunger. You recognize the need. The other one is desire. Oh, you just desire more. Perhaps you're in a place that's a good place in God. You know, God's blessed you. You understand His love. You've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Things are working good. Or perhaps you're just in a place where you're like, everything's become numb and you're just desiring more. Would you just say that, more? If you're in a place of need, or if you're a place of desiring more, that hunger can arise within you right now. Just say it right now. Say, I'm so hungry for you, God. I'm so hungry for my breakthrough. I'm so hungry for the presence of God. I desire more of you. I desire who you are and the manifestation of your goodness and your glory in my life right now. Would you just cry out to God? You know, you're listening to my voice right now, and this is not an accident. This is by divine appointment. And God is reaching into that automobile right now and just touching you. I see the tears running down your face right now. You say, is God really speaking to me right now? Yes. Why not choose to believe that God is speaking to you right now? Why think it's for somebody else? This is a divine appointment for you, that God loves you. God has mercy and compassion upon you right now. And He's bringing you a word of hope. He's bringing you a word that's saying there is a way that you can turn your situation around. Just cry out to God in your need or desire more of Him. God loves you so much. You know, not only spiritual hunger, but we must walk before our God with humility. In Micah 6:8, it says, what doth the Lord require before you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk before our God with humility? Let pride go. The Bible says that pride is the principal sin. Pride is what keeps you in trouble. Self-exaltation, everything that's about self must go right now. You want your breakthrough? Then be willing to put self aside. You want to see relationship change? Be willing to put self aside. Do you want to live the dream that God has for you? Then be willing to set yourself and your desires aside and humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Put God in charge of every arena of your life. For it says that even Jesus Himself laid aside glory and took upon Himself the very nature of you and I, our humanity. Even though He was deity, He took upon Himself humanity, and He set Himself in a place to need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, and He humbled Himself. That's right. Sometimes you just got to humble yourself, and what does that mean? Humbling yourself means to be properly aligned. That means being teachable and willing to allow God to speak and correct our lives and bring us into a new place. Allowing God, you see, humility. Jesus was humble. Moses was humble. Men who, women who walk with God. Ruth was humble. Men and women who walk with God walk in a spirit of humility, not in religiosity, not in a false sense of, oh, I'm worthless. No, they know who they are. Jesus knew who he was. He was the only begotten Son of the Father. He knew who he was, but yet he chose to submit and to serve. You see, you can tell humility in service. You know, folks, I tell you right now, we create an atmosphere for God's glory to move when we're hungry for him and when we humble ourselves and set our own desires and our own plans apart. I say to you right now, there are many people, many listening to the sound of my voice, that your fulfillment lies by just setting yourself aside and serving. Serving. What does that look like? I don't know. You've got to seek the Lord. As you got to cry out to him, as you recognize that when you honor God, we're talking about creating an atmosphere of his glory. I want you to experience his glory. I want the North to experience his glory. That's why we've asked Dr. Savelle to come be with us for these five powerful services that you can sit under and become saturated and sit under the glory, hallelujah, of God in his presence. We're going to have incredible times of worship. The word's going to be brought forth. We're going to create an atmosphere. There's honor going up before our God right now as we cry out to him saying, he is the one that can change all things. You see, we need to honor. Honor is a key component to hosting the glory of God in our lives. Whatever you honor, you attract. If you honor God, if you honor his word, then guess what? You're going to attract the glory of God in your life. The honor to esteem, to value, to place worth upon. That's what it means to honor. Jesus wants you to get a hold of the very fact that as you honor the Lord God, something powerful happens in your life. You attract and draw to yourself the glory of God. Several years ago, they taught about the law of attraction. And I'll tell you, the church doesn't understand it fully, that there's many things that people have taught that take glimpses of what God says to be true and then propagate it, but it's for self instead of for the kingdom. When you understand that what you honor, you attract. Honor attracts the glory of God. Humility attracts the glory of God. Spiritual hunger attracts the glory of God. When we live a life that's consecrated, and that means we're in the process of being set apart unto all that God has for us. Let me ask you a question. Your life consists of your time, your talent, your treasure. Your life consists of these items. Is your time, your talent, and your treasure consecrated unto the Lord? For everything you have, he's given to you. Will you give it back to him? That's our gift to God. What God gives to us is one thing, but what do we give back to God? You know, are we in the process of consecrating what he's called us to be? He's called us to be holy. You see, we sometimes don't understand that consecration is an event and a process. You know, God consecrates us by the Holy Spirit. He sets us apart unto himself. But yet we live a consecrated life as we separate ourselves from self and die to self and begin to obey the word of God. When we obey the word of God, we live out this consecration that God has called us for. We're separated unto God. I'm separated unto the Lord God Almighty for his plans, for his purposes, for what he wants to accomplish. You see, are you consecrated? If you're consecrated, then that creates an atmosphere of attracting the glory of God, because the next component was we come together in unity. And that's what we're doing this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday and Tuesday. We're coming together in unity. We're coming together honoring God. We're coming together in spiritual hunger. We're coming together believing God and consecrating unto the Lord God Almighty to see the North set free and delivered, and to see an impartation in the North of his glory. Oh, would you just lift your hand right now and just say, thank you for your glory, Lord. Let's draw it to us right now. Lord, I humble myself unto you. Lord, I'm so hungry for you. Lord, I consecrate myself to you. And Lord, I'm going to come into unity right now. For you said where there's unity, then the anointing will flow. The anointing, that power of God, the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God. I'll tell you, it's right there available for you right now. The anointing will deliver and set you free. The power of God, the presence of God, will do something so powerful in your life that your life will be forever changed. There are moments in my life that my life was impacted by God's glory and by God's grace. Can I tell you what? Many years ago, when I came into relationship with Dr. Jerry Savelle, I was in a place in my life that, boy, I was broken. I was looking. And I ended up coming into contact with this incredible, wonderful man of God who's been preaching for 50 years. And I'll tell you what, it changed my life. I saw a heart that was hungry for God, and I've had the privilege of walking with Dr. Savelle in service and serving his ministry and being part of his ministry and traveling with him as a volunteer and as a staff member and then going out into our own ministry into the north here to reach the north. I've had the privilege of watching him year in and year out, and the one thing that has marked his ministry, that has marked me, was a passion for God, a passion for souls, and a passion for his presence. And that's what's written on the walls of our church right here in Valcarren, a passion for God, a passion for souls, and a passion for his presence. You know, folks, that attracts the glory. That attracts the glory when you have that in your heart and you recognize that you stay spiritually hungry for God, you stay humbled under God, you stay honoring God, you stay consecrated to God, you stay operating in a place of unity, and you must fight for that. Oh, you must fight for it. You know, I'm asking you this week to break out of the barriers and to come join us starting Saturday night at 7 o'clock for an incredible time of worship and the Word of God being delivered by Dr. Savelle. And then Sunday morning, go to your own home church, or if you don't have a home church, come join us Sunday morning for Dr. Jerry Savelle. And then Sunday night at 7, Monday night at 7, and Tuesday morning, a special minister and lay leaders meeting, and you've got to register for that one. And then finishing off Tuesday night with the glory. Oh, I'm telling you, it's going to be glorious. Would you come and unify with us? Would you bring someone with you? I'm asking you right now, bring someone, bring the sick. Go out, call your friends, compel them to come and sit under the Word of God and help us by unifying. There's something that happens when the body of Christ unifies. You know, we come together and set aside theological differences, and we unify, looking and seeking and hungering after God. You know, we believe that Jesus is Lord. We believe that Jesus Christ is deity. We believe that Jesus is the only way. You know, come join us this week, and let's sit under the glory, and let's change this city. Let's see God's glory in a new way in our city. Would you join us this weekend? You know, we've got to magnify the very true nature of God. It says, oh, let the earth rejoice. The Bible tells us very clearly that we are to cry out to God and to praise him and to exalt him for his wonderful works and for his greatness of who he is. There's none like our God. Now, I taught Sunday on the very nature of God as revealed in his names and how the Bible tells him he is El Shaddai. He is the God that provides. He is Elohim, the creator God. He is Jehovah, the covenant-keeping God. He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God that healeth. He is the one that reveals himself to us, his very nature. God wants to reveal a new dimension of his nature to you. That's what excites me about God. That God is always exciting. There's always something new in God that I haven't seen before. You know, I've been a Christian for a long time. I've been a minister for quite a number of years, and I've been under some great and awesome ministries and seen signs and wonders. And can I tell you what? I'm still hungry for God. There's more that I haven't seen than that I have seen. I search and I hunt for the keys to revival. I sit online and I look and I go, you know, what created the revival, the Welsh revival? What created the revival in Manchuria? What created the revival in Toronto? What created the revival in Brownsville? What created these great moves of God from the healing tent revivals? What created the first massive explosion of the Word of God and the Holy Spirit and salvation in Jesus Christ from the very first century church? I hunger to know and emulate those things that I've learned, and I see consistently, it's a passion for God, a passion for souls, and a passion for his presence. Those key components, then we begin to learn these things that I'm talking about, of attracting the glory of God, by being hungry for God, by being humble to God, by honoring God, by consecrating our life, our time, our talent, and our treasure to God, by coming together in unity, and by magnifying God for who he is. The power of prayer. You see, when we pray, when we create an atmosphere, the Bible says that he hears the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. It tells us in Mark chapter 11 that when we pray, we must believe. You know, we're believing for revival in the north. We're believing the prophetic words that have been spoken about the latter glory would be greater than the former glory. We're believing that we live in the end day times, and in these end days times, that as it gets darker and darker, the church will get brighter and brighter, and that the glory of God will arise upon the body of Christ, and that all nations will come to Him. Oh, we have such a privilege to be in the North here. We touch so many nations, from the First Nations people to right here in Sudbury, where we have the university and the college where people come, and we have such a diversity of people that reach out. You know, we have people that come to church that are in the university that we're connected with, hallelujah, that reach into different nations and have gone home to touch other nations with the gospel of Jesus Christ because they came into contact with the ministry here. I'm telling you, you know, it is such an exciting day that we live in. We need to believe God and pray for unity. We need to believe God and pray for our First Nations people and the power of God to flow and to touch and for the unification of the body of Christ. We're not a divided church. We're one church, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Though we each have different components that God wants us to accomplish, we are one in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, can I tell you what? That as we pray for our city, we pray for our nation, we pray, the Bible tells us that we are to pray for those that be in governmental authority so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, that we are to pray, we are to engage in spiritual work, which is prayer. Prayer is spiritual work, and prayer is the very foundation of everything that changes everything in our lives. You see, if you're walking with the Lord Jesus Christ, somebody has prayed for you. If you're listening right now to my voice, and don't think I'm speaking to someone else, I'm speaking to you. You've been on the outskirts listening to the Christian radio, and you've been listening to this broadcast, and you've not yet made a fully committed, conscious decision to follow Jesus. Today is your day. You say, well, if the Lord Himself spoke to me, I'd respond. Well, He's speaking to you right now. He's speaking to you through this voice, just as Romans, the book of Romans tells us that how are they going to hear unless someone speaks? And how are they going to speak unless they be sent? I've been sent to you right now as a divine emissary of the Lord Jesus Christ, the creator of the universe and who holds all things by the power of His hand and the power of His word. And He's saying to you, I am your Lord. I hear the cry of your heart. Will you open your heart and will you follow me and give me your life and watch what I will do with what the world has cast aside? Watch what I will do with someone who's willing to give me all of them and receive all of me. I'm speaking to you right now. Your heart is crying. Your life is desiring change. Call on the name of the Lord right now. Say, Jesus, I bow my knee right now to you. I declare who you are. You are Lord God, Creator. You are my Redeemer and my Savior. I thank you that you took my sin upon yourself at the cross of Calvary, and you died for me. Not only were you dead for me and went into the grave, but you've risen from the grave, and that you no longer are held by that. And because you've risen from the dead, I believe. I believe and receive right now eternal life, because I confess it with my mouth, and I believe it in my heart, and I dedicate and consecrate my life to you. Holy Spirit, come fill me. Come strengthen me. Come consecrate not only my spirit man, but help me to live a consecrated life right now. Empower me in the name of Jesus. You see, I know that's a lot of words. But if you've cried out to God, if you've given your life to Him right now, you've asked Him to come into your life, and you've consecrated your life, something has just changed. All heaven is rejoicing right now for you. You are what the Bible says, born again. Now, I encourage you, get under the spout where the glory comes out. Get into a good Bible-based church right now. If you're in the greater Sudbury area, come join us for these glorious meetings this weekend and just saturate yourself on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of this week under the Word of God. Would love to shake your hand, pray with you, and believe God. If you're in some other area, some great city across the north here, you can make it and join us. We've got people coming from Timmins, from the Sioux, and from North Bay to be part of these meetings. Most important thing is get into a local church. And if you don't have a church home, then you go ahead and you email us at restorechurch.ca. We'll try and help you find a local church there that you can become part of. Become part of the body of Christ. Become discipled. Get under the Word of God. This is what we're talking about, creating an atmosphere. God loves you, and He has sent this Word to you. And I'm declaring to you right now the glory of God. Now, give your life to Him. You know, folks, we have an incredible opportunity here. A lot of people, you know, they talk about faith, they talk about revival, they talk about unity, but so many times we don't step out because the Bible says faith without works is dead. That's right, faith without works is dead. So my faith has been to bring my father in the faith, Dr. Savelle here, he's been preaching the Word for 50 years all around the world, internationally respected. You listen to him right here on this network on Sunday night, and I want to encourage you, come join us this weekend starting Saturday night. Bring a friend. You know, bring a friend and let's fill the house, hallelujah, not only with our presence, but let the house be filled with the glory of God. We're going to have special worship with Derek Drover. It's going to be an incredible time. We're going to be praying for you. We look forward to seeing you this coming weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Five glorious meetings with Dr. Jerry Savelle from Fort Worth, Texas, a personal invitation from me asking you to come join us and be part. And remember, Tuesday morning, a special ministers and lay leaders meeting where Brother Jerry will be preaching on leadership for us, but you need to register for that one. All the other ones are open. Bring a friend. This is Jeff Edwards saying, we love you, God loves you, and I want you to remember this, that you've got to break through the barriers. You've got to create the atmosphere for what God wants to do. And when you know that, something powerful begins to happen. Your cry to God, your desire for God creates an atmosphere for His glory to flood in. Join us this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday and Tuesday. Dr. Jerry Savelle at Restoration Church in Valcarain. Call the church office for details or go online to restorechurch.ca. This is Jeff Edwards saying, God loves you, we love you, and remember this, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured. Give me the
word. Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word with Jeff Edwards. For more faith-building messages and resources, visit us online at restorechurch.ca and download our app today. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.